Apex Central listeners, you can find us every Monday through Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude.
Go buy it. Go drink it. Drink responsibly and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
What's up, fellas? Welcome to Pick Central on the Barstool Sportsbook YouTube channel. I am hosting once again today. Brandon Walker will be back tomorrow. I'm Barstool Mincy, joined and flanked on my right and left first by the man, the myth, the legend, Rico Bosco. What's up, Rico? How are you?
It's been a tough day. It's fucking... The Wisconsin faithful are out and they're dunking on us. It's been tough. I just think the point is... they're very reliant on one guy. And Big Cat's like, obviously that's sports, but if you look at the usage rate, I don't know. He takes a ton of their shots. If he's not getting 25, I don't think you can win. You understand that,
No, I see what you're saying.
I think they're just painting themselves in a corner. Like, don't get me wrong. But like,
I see what you're saying. Sorry we were late. We were just having a riveting college basketball debate.
Suffering.
And I'm officially calling my shot. It's this season. The Big Ten curse is going to be broke. I don't know which team. Probably Purdue is the best shot. A Big Ten team this year is winning the NCAA basketball national championship.
Write that down.
Men's.
It's been
somebody.
A long time.
Whether it's Purdue, whether it's Wisconsin.
You think Michigan has the best shot, even though like they've been struggling?
Purdue's the best
Purdue's
team,
the best
in my
in the
honest
country,
opinion.
Right?
Purdue's probably the best team
in the country right now.
Okay. They have two incredible big men. They're just a really good basketball
team. They got
the
best two-way guard in the country. They're very good.
But whether it's Purdue, whether it's Michigan, whether it's Wisconsin, whether it's Ohio State, Illinois, somebody else, a Big Ten team is winning the national title this year in men's college basketball.
Ev,
I'm calling it.
Thanks for joining us always. Had fun yesterday with you. Appreciate
it was great.
All the calls.
I thought it was a good show. I thought we had a great time, Mincy. We always do.
We do. It's Smitty back. Good to see you.
Back. My apologies, Ben Minsk. It was unprofessional for me to be late today, but
oh no, that was a funny. I was actually wondering it for a minute if y'all were like pranking me to see if I could do the first like 5 minutes solo.
No,
I was ready to roll. I mean, I've done. I could probably rip 10 minutes.
We were having a little powwow in the corner that ended up going a little late.
Hey, yeah,
I like it. Well, a couple things I want to get to on the Barstool front, and then we're going to dive into college basketball. We're going to take a look at NFL. First of all, Viva La Troops promotion on the Barstool Sportsbook. We've got the Army Navy game this weekend. If you deposit $100 on the Barstool Sportsbook in any of our states where we're live, it will be matched up to $100.
First time depositors.
This is first time depositors. We will match up to that $100 and donate it toward the troops. So
it's the Semper Fi Fund, or I believe the Fisher House Foundation, two great charities that foundations that support troops, meals, and things like that. So it's a great cause.
And Army Navy this weekend. So
I'm kicking the tires on going because it's just like something I'd like to say I did.
You need to do it.
It's awesome. It really is awesome.
That's right. Like a one-time thing. Like
I personally, if you have something else to do this year, I would wait till it's in Philly next year. But, you know, that's obviously location bias.
That's fair.
It was awesome in Philly. That's where I was. I was on the field, like seeing that the parachuter literally come down on the 50-yard line. I talked about it a little bit yesterday. The president's there. Like I don't know if it'll be just when I was there. The president was there.
My father's favorite tradition.
It's the flyover. Everything. It's just
sing second.
Unbelievable.
Yep. It's
yeah, and it's not the longest football game either.
And the crowds are just all the troops. Like it is a ruckus, insane crowd. They want it so bad. It's awesome. It's a fucking awesome experience.
Yeah, I feel like moving up to New York, and I mean, obviously this game's usually in Philly, but it's like easy to go to work and go home and like miss the whole point of being up here. And that's that. There's so much stuff going on, and you gotta take advantage of it.
It's like going to Louisiana and not trying the gumbo.
Exactly, Smitty. Always good to. Good to have you here.
Yeah, I wasn't here yesterday, and it showed.
What do you mean?
0-7.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well,
complete
goose
egg. I congratulated Big Ev on his monthly and yearly victory. First ever Pick Central or Barstool Sports yearly gambler award.
I don't appreciate it. I don't accept yet.
No, Smitty, your volatility is epic.
I don't accept.
I want to apologize to the people, too. I had some shit going on. I was running to the Pro Football Show. I guess it auto-corrected, or I was looking at who they were playing. I wanted Washington State. They wanted a laugher. I texted TJ, Weber State, their opponent. Not good.
Oh.
That's a big auto-correct right there.
Well, yeah.
How many times you type in Weber?
Weber and Wazoo?
Yeah. More likely it's brain fart.
Thank you.
Second one is auto-correct.
Don't blame Siri for your mistakes.
I hate Apple, but I will. You're right.
Okay.
You'll
blame yourself.
Yeah.
Also, Rough and Rowdy tomorrow night. It's about respect. Jersey Jerry versus the Dude. Main event. Great card. I know Marty already down there getting ready. I'm excited. I'm watching tomorrow night.
It's going to be fucking awesome.
Is anybody – there's no line on this, is there?
Nah, we can't.
We can't do a line? Yeah. What would you
– Dave set minus 700 for Jersey Jerry, correct?
So I'm going to say, in y'all's head, what would y'all have it at?
I think that's – fairly accurate. I think it'd be a shocker if Jeff Nadeau.
I mean, what price do you put on Good versus Evil? Minus a million?
I feel like
it's really a question of you, Ben.
It's a question of me.
Yeah, where do you put your morals?
Well, I still feel really good about Jersey Jerry in it. If he hadn't had the COVID, I feel like that's the only thing that worries me.
That's like, the hiccup of, like, what could.
That's exactly. If it goes to third round, is he going to get tired?
It's a fight, and I think Jersey Jerry physically is more prepared for this, even with the COVID. But, I mean, you can get hit, you know, awkwardly around the chin. Something can happen. Like, anything can go down.
I know it's cliche, but Jerry's been fighting his whole life.
No, I agree with that. And come on, union man.
Genuinely.
You know, union man, blue collar guy.
What do you – hold on. Smitty is smirking. I'm, like, trying to give the guy compliments. Like,
I
Jerry's been fighting his whole life.
I'm laughing.
Various different things. In and out.
You say it's a cliche. You don't know if Jeff Nadeau's been fighting.
Okay.
And I'm. It's always been Jersey Jerry over here. It's always been. But
all right.
Well, look
at both ways.
I'm by R&R.
I think this Philly bias is starting to leak in on Smitty.
Jeff Nadeau is from Lancaster.
Okay, as long as you said it.
Is that Delco?
No, that's Amish country.
Yeah, I was down by there when I went to the Hollywood York Barstool Sportsbook opening. That's definitely not Philly or anywhere near.
Yeah, and I'm not Philly. I'm suburban Philly, Chester County.
Okay.
Like, there's nothing like a Philly hardo who grew up 5 minutes away from the Montgomery County border, who went to, like, Northeast Philly, or Father Judge, who rails on people for being Philadelphia fans because they grew up in the suburbs. Or like Lancaster. You're not fucking Philly. Get the fuck out of here. It's like, dude, you grew up in Bucks County, basically.
I want to mention, so you were talking about the Wisconsin-Indiana game last night. One of the biggest tale of two halves games I've ever seen. I mean, Indiana was shooting like 71% from three in the first half. They were up 40-20. What the hell happened in the second half? Wisconsin's is tough at home at the Kohl Center.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'll be honest. I didn't know that stat, that they hadn't won there in fucking 22
Since
years.
1998.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking crazy. I mean, listen, Trace Jackson Davis is a great player. We obviously were a little biased seeing them in person. They kind of rolled out the red carpet. With that said, I don't know. I just thought they had the game. I'll be honest. They had the game. Shot like shit a little bit from the free throw line. Late gaffes of possessions. I'll state it. I mean, Wisconsin right now is a good team, but I just worry how much of the weight Johnny Davis is carrying. I don't know if he's not getting 20, what's going to happen.
But whatever. They're a team, like, they're pretty much the team they always are, like, without, now they have a Johnny Davis. And that's why I think they're different. Like, they've never had a guy like that, and they usually have been able to compete with a team that literally is the same as they're built right now without him. So the fact that they have a legitimate, like, all-American caliber type player, like, they could be for real. Like, they have all those things put together.
Losing and collapsing is one thing when you're up that much. Not covering the four.
I mean, they literally, Indiana or Wisconsin,
I mean, come on. That was tough.
They were
come
on. They were only covering the last, like, 25 seconds.
Come on.
After the two free throws.
Yeah. That's like, tough.
A foul free throw.
So they were up by how much?
It was 40 to 20. I was looking at it. It was 40 to 20.
That's tough.
First half.
Crazy.
What was the live line on that money line?
That
had been pretty hefty.
Got to be 1,000.
Got to be a lot because Wisconsin doesn't score that much. Yeah.
Or close to 1,000 if you're down 20 at half.
And Wisconsin who doesn't score a ton.
That's a challenge if you're interested in that in Pick Central. Start charting those or tweeting those. Like,
I would love to.
Yeah, I know. Somebody saying the opportunity of where you could have got a team high and low. You know what I mean? I wasn't in a legal state, so I can't. I can't get those live bullets in. So that's why I'm really monitoring it. But you're right. It probably had to be like 10-1, 12-1,
close,
down
close
20
at least.
Yeah, yeah. I took the Lakers two nights ago when they were like tied and they ended up winning by 20. Just, you know, eyeball bets.
Right.
Yo, like. You can get value when it's down big.
Well, the thing, too, I think now, and Marty thinks I'm crazy, but I've just been watching it so long. I'm telling you, the next 2 weeks is when you start. You got finals this week. You got basically Christmas break. You start to get some of these weird fucking upsets with college. But the other thing is, too, you got a lot of teams phoning it in. I would be all over a second half. You got a team like Kentucky laying 26 who's phoning it in versus Furman in the first half. And they're up 6 at the half. Or even if they're down 2, they play like shit. You're watching the game, you're like, hey, they're phoning in. If you get a second half line of 12, you're getting 14 points. Like, at any point, if you said you could have Kentucky minus 12 or 14 instead of 26, you're probably going to take that. That's my only advice. Keep your eyes on that as this is going on. Not a lot of student sections around.
Are you especially looking at teams sleepwalking first half?
100%.
For games they're not
100%.
Really up for.
Yeah,
100%. Like, not big name important.
And I also think it's even better. Obviously, if you're going to do it blind off of a scoreboard, that's one thing. But if you're watching, you're like, well, that team shot really well from three. There's no way they could keep that up. Or you just look in the body languages, they're just phoning it in. Or a star player gets two fouls early, he's never playing in the first half. That's my advice. Like, start looking at some of these second halves. I think you can really – these are the next 2 weeks where you can really – pounce on that. I'll never forget Carolina was up literally down 2 against somebody like 4 days before Christmas and won the game by like 20.
Conference play starts way earlier than now.
Yeah,
what do you think about that?
They've mixed in a couple. I like it. I think you should have a couple before New Year. You shouldn't play all your games in
an
8 week stretch?
Yeah, like Ohio State's first one is like this Saturday we play Wisconsin.
Yeah. I mean,
there already was like Minnesota, Michigan State was last night.
Yeah.
It's already been happening.
I look at college football. You're getting conference games sometimes week one now with the ACC, the way they're doing it, Big Ten.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. Play your games when you can play your games.
Okay. But I just feel like it's rough. With this time of year, you lose that home court advantage in college basketball, which makes it so special when you have conference games over finals and Christmas holiday breaks. Like, I feel like the January, February, when it's rocking, is so much a part of what makes it special. Maybe that's just me.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
All right, guys, we got some Thursday night football. I actually had a fairly strong opinion on this game tonight. It's in the parlay. Watch out. Y'all let me touch the
parlay.
Hey, the parlay hadn't hit yet, right?
No.
Can't get on
night,
me yet.
Last then. Night, 1-for-3 last
night. Third this
the
month.
Fuck it. Let me just go off. Let's go off about the fucking Toronto Raptors.
Let's hear it.
These
air your grievances,
fucking jack dicks playing the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are tanking. Willingly tanking at home, are up by 10 points at halftime. Rico, you know what happened in the third quarter?
They got outscored
33-11.
Oof.
33-11 at home.
Tough.
Nick Nurse, if you're listening to this, you can go fuck your mother. Consensually.
Down 12? So down 12 into the fourth, what was the final?
They lost by one, lost, but outright. It's like
oof. They were laying like 7.5.
On like a buzzer beater, too. They almost had it. But awful. Unbelievable.
But unbelievable. The one thing I will say is that almost – I didn't want you to lose, but if that had hit, losing that Indiana would have been fucking
That also
disgusting.
Would have been, I think, three nights in a row of 2 out of 3, which is painful.
But losing, like, losing that – if that had hit, we would have literally lost on the hook.
Yeah. Also, fuck –
of a game that they were covering literally for 39 and a half minutes of a 40-minute game.
Also, Kevin Durant can go kiss my dick for pulling himself out on a rest night after people, you know, take him 11:30 in the morning. The Nets. That line drops.
Yeah, no, it's shit. Everybody – I remember we had callers yesterday all over the Nets because the Harden Rockets thing and –
Harden didn't show up last night, really.
No.
I was salty. Yeah, my Pelicans call was actually not a bad one, but then, of course, they don't cover in overtime.
Brutal. Yeah, brutal.
But, I mean, it was, like, not wrong. The logic was not wrong.
No, it was there. I mean, they gave him a good game. It was definitely there.
They're like, 1-10 in close games or something. It's just, dude, it's
Rockets were shooting lights out last night.
Maybe they were more up for the Harden revenge, maybe, than the Harden was. Who knows? Tonight, I saw
– Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're good. NFL tonight, I want to hear what y'all think about this game. Minnesota's I'm going to take it at 3 and pay a little extra juice because Minnesota's kind of notorious for playing close games, and Pittsburgh does too. But I think this is a spot I like the Vikings a lot, actually. They're coming off a freaking just as bad a loss as you could have at Detroit. Losing on the last play of the game. They're fighting in a wild card. That dropped – NFC wild card. That dropped into 5-7. Pittsburgh won a super physical, emotional game late Sunday afternoon against their rival, and it's got to travel on a Thursday night. Yep. And I also don't think Pittsburgh is comfortable playing the dome games. They're like an outdoor physical team. I think this is a Minnesota bounce back spot.
I think Minnesota – I might bet Minnesota winning by like 1 or 4.
Dalvin Cook back tonight too.
Because they just don't – they keep it close. Even like Pittsburgh backdooring their way to like a field goal game.
Yeah, that's why I would like to take it at 3, not 3.5, because I think both teams do play a lot of close games. But
Cook's back, huh?
Yeah.
About Thielen?
He's out. But okay. KJ Osborne's looked pretty good. They're number 2.
I mean, and Jefferson's a fucking animal. So
Jefferson at 11 for 180.
Imagine passing him up the pick.
They're setting the Barstool Sportsbook. I went through the player props, and Stephen Shea will have his FF pod parlay out tonight.
We have a Philly sports podcast, and I have mentioned Justin Jefferson this year more than any Philadelphia sports athlete.
I believe it. It was so obvious during the draft, like you said, the Vikings were laughing.
But it's every single week. Every single week during the Eagles game goes to commercial, I go to red zone, Justin Jefferson's making a play. Every single week. Last week, like 8 catches for 160 yards, a touchdown. Jalen Reagor, 1 catch, 7 yards. Like, it's every single – how does Howie Roseman sleep at night, man?
You have to like draft him every year no matter what in fantasy, so you at least get
it's
some.
Unbelievable.
He's good.
It's every single week.
He's good.
I've got Minnesota as my pick towards parlay. I'm getting flamed in the chat. Everybody said I like Minnesota until Mintz opened his mouth. So you know what, boys? Win every now and then.
No, you don't. That's the thing.
Every now and then I do.
No, I don't think you do.
I think I do every now and then.
You don't get to 110 units down every now and then.
I'm due, Smitty. I'm due.
You're due. I'll give you that.
Win like 1 out of 3.
Yeah. Hey, I'm 1 over 500 this month.
Hey, I went 0 for 7 last night. I can't talk.
Nah, yeah. Dude, I'm
this it's a game where like the line. I mean, you just look at the line. It's almost like like Minnesota is almost like the dog favorite. If that makes sense. Like I already like the money's on Pittsburgh. They're coming off a win. Minnesota's lost 2 bad games in a row.
I got a question. How does Mike Zimmer still have a job?
It's definitely dicey. He's a good coach, though, I think.
He's a good coach, but they lose. They beat the Packers. They lose. This has been like a trend every single year for them.
The defense used to be a lot better. The defense, because the offense, Cousins has actually played really well this year. The defense, they're playing a lot of overs.
He's the longest tenured head coach to not make a Super Bowl.
Who's that?
Mike Zimmer.
The closest they came was when y'all hammered him, when the Eagles hammered him in that.
Yeah.
After the
but it's every single year they just don't live up to any sort of expectations. And at what point do you just cut your losses, like Andy Reid with the Eagles or Bengals coach Marvin Lewis?
Well,
like,
I get what you're saying, but you better have someone that you think is better than him figured out, because Zimmer is a solid. I mean, I don't. Maybe he's not a spectacular coach, but he's definitely solid.
The Giants probably won't do it. But how would Danny Jones fit in that offense? With all those weapons around them.
The Vikings?
The Vikings? They're locked in with
Kirk
Cousins.
I get it.
I'm just saying, like, a – yeah, all right, whatever. It's more of like I'd like to see – yeah, whatever. All right, I got it.
One thing that is –
I'm just saying it's a guy who desperately needs assets around him. And the Vikings, they have playmakers. And Cousins suck. I don't know, whatever.
Cousins is play better. The problem is, okay, there's a thing in the NFL where when you're, like, the pretty good tier of quarterbacks, you get overpaid freaking huge.
Yeah.
And the teams that spend on Cousins and the Falcons on Matt Ryan and these teams that have to give $30 million to the guys that aren't top-tier quarterbacks, it screws your salary cap. And it's so hard to win when somebody's making – I mean, and Garoppolo's making, like, what, $30, $35 million right now. It's so hard to win Super Bowls when you've got, like, an okay to pretty good quarterback just –
Yeah, but that's unfortunately that's what a lot of teams do in the NFL. I said it all the time. It's amazing. It's the NFL. It's the, you know, the best of the best. Half the teams in the league have bad quarterbacks, or settle. You know, like how long were the Bengals on Dalton for as long as
ever?
You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, they made the playoffs a bunch of times.
They felt like they lost the first round game to Houston. Like
they did literally have like every year.
But was never a real contender. But was never bottoming out. It's just like they're just existing with what they have.
That kind of goes like full circle to the Zimmer thing. Like they've just been like a solid team.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Like they've had some. I think like a few years ago, like they've had some bigger flashes than they had the last like.
And it hasn't been 4 or 5 years. I mean, we're approaching a decade.
Yeah. I got you.
I'm looking
ironically coming from the Bengals Marvin Lewis lineage, like Zimmer.
It's just amazing to me that like these teams, like you kind of have to settle on a guy who's all right.
What it is it's like you're getting rid of Kirk Cousins to get who?
That's the
to
thing.
Just start
over. Yeah, I mean, look at the Jets. Like we got Wilson, we're ready to go. Like I don't know if Danny Jones is the guy in the Giants. Like rebuilding is such a fucking like. Did San Francisco screw up Trey Lance? Like, is Trey Lance very good? Like,
it's way too early.
It's such a fucking risk, though, to go to a rookie or rebuild with that draft.
We're not talking about the quarterback. We're talking about the coach. I mean, the Kirk Cousins, for as much shit that he gets, he's probably a top.
He's in the top half. I think he's in the top half.
I'd say 12.
He's actually
quarterback.
The thing is he's actually had one of his best years this year. They're losing shootouts and losing barely every week.
Because my thing is with just like the rebuilding, like, you'd literally be getting rid of him. To draft a quarterback that you hope is as good as Kirk Cousins is.
Yeah.
Right.
Which, honestly, like, if you just look at the math, like, it's just not likely. Like, he's like, finding a guy, like, immediately, like, you might, but, like, you're catching lightning in a bottle a little bit.
It's just a shame he shoots himself in the foot with bad plays from here or there. He's a solid QB.
Well, that's
or
the other
put
thing.
Himself under the guard. Or, I don't know if you guys remember when he was with Washington. wasn't he the quarterback who went up to go spike it and accidentally knelt?
Was it Cousins?
I think it was Cousins.
Oh. Hockey is on. And no matter the city, no matter the team, no matter the game, whether it's face-off or penalty shots, regular season or playoffs, win or lose, no matter what happens, no matter where it happens, New Amsterdam Vodka is there.
Wow,
that's bad.
I don't remember that. Did that happen?
I think that was him. Chat boys, help me out here. If it wasn't him, it was a Cousins-like player.
Well, his thing is where he's just so awful in primetime, which he finds himself in tonight.
Is Thursday night count as primetime?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, primetime, 100%.
It's really only three.
Yeah. I know how bad he's been on Monday.
Three prime time.
Because if this was like a 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock game, I would love the Vikings. I mean, still the Vikings are on my card, just because I think I just think which play is more uncomfortable. That's literally kind of what I've been doing in the NFL, like eight, nine times out of ten. The Vikings laying three are way more uncomfortable taking the Steelers and the points.
Isn't there like a stat when one team doesn't cover and the other covers, it flips the next week a ton this year?
That's how I feel about it. Like they,
yeah.
Like they this team lost to the Lions, a winless team, versus the Steelers getting a great win versus the Ravens.
Yeah, it was Cousins Sunday Night Football against the Eagles clinch division. Nate Dogg and I were actually at that game.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, I remember
Washington
a bunch of games
still won.
With him Washington throwing like five picks against the Giants on like Thursday night.
I got the two biggest NFL games I want to ask y'all about because I think they're very fascinating. The Bills off that Monday night disaster at home against their arch rival. Now I've got to fly to Tampa and take on Tampa. I was actually surprised that this line came out at Tampa by three. It's now been bet up to 3.5.
I love the Bucks.
I thought it, yeah, but I thought it was two. Why was it only three?
I love the Bucks.
I like. It's not going to happen, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Bills don't win a game the rest of the year. I think they're that shot. And you kind of saw it coming. I don't care. You kind of saw. I mean, they're going to win. Like, obviously, they're going to be there. They'll probably still make the playoffs. But you saw it coming in games against, like, the Jaguars, where they just, like, came out flat and, like, just didn't have. It seems like they're riding on what they should be, like, ascending from last year and the year before. Like, this should be the pinnacle year for them, and they just kind of just haven't worked at it.
Well, they crushed that Chiefs when they hammered the Chiefs on Sunday night.
Too inconsistent, though.
Yeah, but they're like, early, and maybe they, like, anointed
they
themselves.
Need the eye of the tiger every week, and they don't got it.
I don't know.
Now I'm sitting here, and I'm like,
I want to hear what you think.
That's gambling-wise.
It's the squarest pick of the week.
It's a great spot for the Bills.
Yeah, that's 1,000%. That's why I brought it up.
1,000%.
I might end up taking the Bills, even though I've said I think they stink.
It reminds me of the Cowboys-Pats being like the whole world, like everybody was leaning Cowboys on that one. It took a miracle to cover, but you can be right that way. I just think it's the Bucks. The way they control the run, the way they can run the ball.
Bucks have been so good at home, too.
Bills
well, that's
the
thing. That's
trouble.
The other thing, too. Damn.
Yeah, that's
tough. I feel like I've done so well betting those spots. Like, I think, for example, like Chargers-Bengals this past week was like the same spot.
Yeah, I think same this is, spot. I think this is the most difficult week up and down on the card for NFL.
The other one I want to ask about is the Monday night game, and I know we'll get into that more Monday, but I think that's a rat line too. Arizona is only 2.5 at home against the Rams. Arizona hammered the Rams in that first game. I'm smelling something and leaning the Rams on this one. Am I just insane?
No, in Arizona too.
Yeah, but it just feels like the first game, everybody was on the Rams when everybody thought the Rams were the best team in the NFL, and Arizona just came in there and beat the shit out of them.
Something smells there. Just way too easy.
That 9-for-72 against winning team stat with Matt Stafford is going to live in my head for the rest of my life. I can't trust Matt Stafford against a winning team.
I know that they were at full strength last week, but it was the Bears. It's been a while. It feels almost like people forgot about the Cardinals. And this is a Monday night, like, whole world watching,
yeah.
Division rival. People forgot about them. I think this is a flex spot for the Cardinals.
Not only people forgetting about them, people don't give them credit still.
Agreed.
Like, they're coming out every week and, like, playing.
The craziest stat on them is they're 7-0 on the road, and they've won every road game by at least 10 points. They're the first team in NFL.
Get the fuck out of here.
Dude, that's true stat.
Jesus Christ, Rico,
that's the first NFL team to do that since the 1968 Cowboys.
That's
to win
insane.
The first seven games now, in a row by double. You would think Arizona is designed as like a spread team.
Yeah,
that's designed to play at home.
Right,
you know, like I mean, I
their defense is pretty good. And I also think part of the people not talking about him is because Murray just didn't play for like a month.
No, right, yeah.
So I think people were just kind of like they were just kind of floating by for a little bit.
Yep.
Like obviously they had the bad game against the Panthers, but like other than that they've just won.
Right.
So I mean, yeah, they're just still like a weird team.
I think last week they had a great, you know, they had a good showing against a Bears team, got all the kinks out, and now it's like we're gearing up for Monday night. We're finally healthy. Rams, I think, I know again, it's looks like put your hand in the trap. Looks too easy, but Cardinals are in a spot where they can remind people that. Hey, we're still a very good team.
I can very much see the Cardinals being the number one seed overall and clicking on all cylinders and then lose to a team like the Packers in the playoffs or the Bucks.
I think they're just one of they're a team right now who obviously this is the first year they've had like big success, even in like the regular season, where I think they're just a team right now they're the best team that no one believes in, like unanimously. Mm-hmm. Like, I think everyone I've heard, right. Like, no one's really like, oh, yeah. Like, I've heard nobody be like Cardinals Super
and it's
Bowl.
Solely,
bucket.
It's solely because they haven't been there before.
100%.
Like, people just don't trust them yet.
And it's not – listen, it's not a failure if they don't get to the Super Bowl.
No, not for them.
Because
no,
Kyle is so young.
Because of this, too. It's going to be a growing pains type thing. He's going to possibly go against – just off the top of my head – Dak, Rodgers, Brady. Like, where – you know, you lose a tough playoff game.
Hurts.
It's like
– it's crazy. It looks like the NFC is so much more loaded right now. I mean – the AFC, the best record. I mean, New England's the one seed with four losses. You look at the NFC with Arizona and the Rams and Green Bay and Tampa and I guess even Dallas, even though they've fallen off a little bit lately, but they're in a weak division. It's just crazy how much more loaded the NFC is. And, like, we've all discussed the AFC thing, Ev. I get why you like the Pats so much, you know, especially if it goes through New England. Do you think, Rico, we kind of mentioned the Colts are like the
dark horse. I love Whittle.
I feel like they've got like that makeup where they can go on the road and run the ball and be tough in the playoffs.
Yeah, I love the Colts.
I feel like they should have beat the Bills last year in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like, they threw that game away. They absolutely should have beat them last year. And I think even right now, as much as people like to give Carson Wentz shit, I mean, I think this year's Carson Wentz is an upgrade from last year's Phillip Rivers. 100%.
Okay.
I definitely think so. No, I definitely think so. And they've got, I mean, with DeForest Buckner and Leonard, they are freaking monsters on that.
It would have been nice if they took one from the Titans and that Bucks win last week probably.
But they can go anywhere and beat anybody if they play their game.
Yeah, I mean, they won 41-15 in Buffalo.
Yeah, I like what they're doing.
Yeah, they match up well. And then you got the Chiefs, who, after only scoring 3 points against the Titans, like, been borderline unstoppable.
What's weird is the offense still hadn't been, though. Their defense is playing great.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of, after that first couple drives, they kind of looked like shit against the Broncos.
They got the muff punt and pick six.
They had some unfortunate drops, too. Like, Hill had a bad drop that turned into an interception. They had some weird things happen. But, I mean, they scored 22 points, and 7 was from a pick six. Like, they didn't really do shit. And that was at home.
No, I don't know. It's weird because it's like you'd think in theory they've turned it on because they've won, what, 5 in a row now? Or the Chiefs? But then they win at night, beating Dallas 19-9, and they're beating Denver 22-10. Still waiting on somebody to step up and help Kelce and Hill because everybody's running that safety too deep look and not letting Tyreek beat them over the top. I don't know who it's going to be. It's crazy. I didn't think they'd miss Sammy Watkins that much. But
yeah, so having that third guy.
Pringle should be stepping into that role, but he had the case of the drop skis.
Hardman
too.
Yeah.
The Chiefs will have a breakout game very soon.
Yeah.
Like 40.
Sometimes
I don't know. They had it against the Raiders. They did it on that Raiders Sunday night.
Yeah, they got to get another one. They'll get one more. And then everybody will be like, all right, well, they're now we've seen they're complete. It's tell you. Chiefs got one more in them. To leave no doubt.
I'm looking at odds to win the NFC right now. I'm curious. Okay, Bucks plus 260, Cardinals plus 350, Packers plus 350, Dallas 6-1, Rams plus 650, everybody else 20-1 or more. If y'all had to make a pick on that, I mean, that seems about, like, I don't want to say that seems about right. Yeah. Last time I did that, I got flagged on Twitter. But
I think the Packers, especially if the Packers get home field and they hold the tiebreaker over Arizona, I'd say Packers 1, I mean, Bucks 2, Arizona 3. But I take a flyer in Arizona. Why not?
Yeah, because my thing with the Packers is their defense has been much better this year, which I think is going to be huge from that, especially
supposed to get
Zadarius
Smith and Jair Alexander back,
and especially if they can get home field and everyone's got to come to Green Bay. I know that Tampa did it last year and they won.
I just don't see Aaron Rodgers like going out, only going to one Super Bowl. He's only been in one, right? He only won one.
Yeah,
and that's it. I mean, he's only been to one. I'm not saying he wins it all, but like. He's got to get.
I mean, they've lost. How many times has he lost the NFC Championship?
The last
game?
2 years.
He's
he lost to San Fran. Yeah, last year at San Fran.
Yeah,
lost the Seattle one was the worst. Yeah. When they were up, lost on that onside.
Yeah,
that Seattle one where they were up 16-0 at Seattle. Y'all remember that one?
Yeah.
No, that was like he'll get. No, that was definitely the worst one. Last year was kind of bad.
They were
too.
Up early, big, and then like
last.
I
just
remember,
I'll never forget last year them just kicking the field goal. That was like I genuinely think that was like. That was what made Rodgers like hold out at first. I just couldn't imagine being Aaron Rodgers. And I know you have a fourth and goal on like the 9 yard line, and this guy kicks a fucking field goal with like 2.5 minutes left to give the ball to Tom Brady.
Loved when he was celebrity hosting Jeopardy or guest hosting. The guy who took the final Jeopardy answer. Like, this is your life. Like, you got to at least put something down. And he just asked, why'd you kick the field goal?
Oh, wow. What'd Rodgers say?
Yeah, he just stood there silence. He respected it.
Well, I mean, he's like, it wasn't my fucking choice. Yeah. I guarantee it was his choice. They went for it.
That still was crazy. It was fourth and goal at the 8. But the thing is, Rodgers also, his ability to extend plays and stuff, like, I feel like there's got to be like a 10% better shot you make it because of that. You know, the way he can keep plays alive.
I would lean the Packers with that. What are they, 350?
Yeah.
I'm not buying.
The Cardinals are 350, too.
I mean, I get it. Brady. But, like, I'm not buying the Bucs. I don't know.
Tough, though, with only one buy.
So you're not buying the Bucs? I hear you.
In
like
terms
they,
of the
they,
way that they're priced.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
But, and also, if you ask me, like, which one would I rather have, I'm probably taking the Cardinals and the Packers. I get it. It's also very difficult to repeat. Let's face it.
5 weeks left, too. And you never know. If Dallas turns around and plays the next 5 weeks like they did the first 5 weeks, we're all blowing Dak. And Kellen Moore, by the way, fuck him. He is.
I love Kellen Moore.
Yeah, of course you do.
I think he abandons the run.
What?
I think, yeah. I think he abandons the run.
People have been blowing his dick off since he started calling plays 3 years ago. And just like 3 years ago, he fell off the map. Nobody mentions him. And now he's like, oh, a high class. Look at him. He's going to be leading the team to a Super Bowl one day as a head coach. I cannot wait until he becomes a head coach in the NFL.
I can't wait. I'll be honest. I thought he got shafted as his chance to lead a team to a Super Bowl as a quarterback, not a coordinator. But that's a different
discussion. That's fair. That's right. I thought he was buying his ass out of Boise big time.
Oh, you're saying straight out.
I was buying, anytime teams attack, I'm like, give a shot to Kellen Moore. Give a shot to Kellen Moore.
He started a couple of games for the Cowboys.
Oh, he was fucking unbelievable at Boise.
Brains and accuracy.
The lefty. Yeah.
Most important things at quarterback.
The other one, I mean, you know, whatever. I just think if you're a winner, I think it's ingrained in you.
Yeah. So
I thought A.J. McCarron should have got a fairer shot in the league. That's how
I'll start a few games.
He's still in the league, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a backup somewhere.
Yeah, I know. Somebody take a shot of, like, resurrecting.
Spider defended his wife's honor.
Of course he did.
Did he end up marrying the famous one that was on the Catherine Webb?
Yeah.
Man, I remember Brent Musburger.
That might have been the origin. That's Musburger's got a few bonks in his life. He had that one and Jen Sturger in the Miami game. Do you remember that? You're just nodding like you're.
Yes.
You're gonna interact.
I remember that one. I remember the Bama one.
Jesus Christ, man.
Well, I feel like the Bama one
it's
became.
Four
like,
people here.
I feel like that became weekly. Well, like the Catherine Webb, everyone that entered ever called a game that AJ McCarron's in, he was getting bonked.
Yeah.
The High Noon El Prez Pack is here featuring my top four High Noon Vodka Seltzer flavors. These flavors include passion fruit, pineapple, pear, and all new flavor. Tangerine, all made with real vodka, real juice. This 12-pack is only here for a limited time, so get it while you can. Just look for the pack with my face on it. You can even scan the QR code in the pack and have me virtually join your party. Visit highnoonspirits.com to find the El Prez pack nearest you.
I want to touch on Ev. We kind of mentioned it. How happy are you about the Jim Knowles Ohio State DC hire?
I feel good about it. I mean, he obviously did a great job this year at Oklahoma State. I mean, we definitely need a more aggressive style of play. Obviously, we needed to stop the run. That was our Achilles heel all season. I mean, I think it was just obvious, like, changes were going to be made. They clearly needed to be made. We made them. I mean, it's one of those, like, he had a great year. Like, I think he's a great coach. I never want to get, like, too excited until, like, I see what he's actually going to do on the field. But, I mean, I like the hire.
Ole Miss offensive coordinator Jeff Lebby going to Oklahoma. Not a surprise there. Lebby actually graduated from OU. Makes sense. He got $2 million to be a coordinator. But more than that, like Brent Venables going to Oklahoma, defensive guy. I mean, when you're under Lane Kiffin, like you're the OC, but, you know, Kiffin's going to be known for the offense. Lebby's basically the co-head coach. He gets the whole offense with Venables. I think that's a good move for Oklahoma. Obviously bummed to lose him. Thought he did an awesome job at Ole Miss. What do y'all think about this Oregon thing? Y'all been following? I mean,
well, I was just with Cristobal and everything.
Who are they targeting?
Yeah, I don't know. People are saying Chip Kelly may be going back. I don't know. I mean, he spent 4 years at UCLA getting it from the ground to pretty good.
Chip Kelly back at Oregon, though, would be pretty.
It'd be fun.
It'd be pretty fun.
I don't.
To resurrect it. Which is amazing because they've arguably had, like, more success after Chip Kelly left. A few years, but Helfrich had the Mariota teams.
He had the Mariota.
Like, Mariota was like his guy.
Yeah, but I don't.
They fell off hard.
Did they make a national championship?
They lost to Helfrich to Ohio State.
Okay,
they lost to Ohio State. 14.
They lost,
but
to,
they made to a national championship after
Cam left. Newton's year. They lost too.
Yeah, that was with Kelly. With Chip Kelly, they lost. When Nick Fairley one-man ganged him.
He was unbelievable.
I mean, he literally stopped that offense that game. Yeah. But then they made it back in 14. But that was with Helfrich, and then that was with Ohio State.
That'd be a great storyline if he goes back. And if he goes back, he'll be there for 40 years.
Yeah. Now, they haven't really had success since, like, his, like, recruits basically were gone.
Okay.
I don't know. He hasn't.
He's
helped UCLA, but
Smitty V2.0 saying Justin Wilcox from Cal, the Kalani Sitake BYU, and an unnamed NFL coach being looked at.
I like Wilcox.
Defensive oriented guy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't hate BYU's coach.
Swat Sitake. But
like,
BYU,
he's done a great job.
Who would be the unnamed NFL coach?
I mean, who? Who the heck knows? I feel bad. I feel bad. I'm actually going to see BYU's bowl game because they're playing in Shreveport. You go 10-2 and you're number 13 and you have to go to Shreveport to the Indy Bowl.
Who are they playing?
They're playing UAB.
They got no conference.
That's
no conference.
No, but that's just brutal.
That's
they barely missed the New Year's Six. They went 5-0 against the Pac-12.
Well, that's what I was going to say. They almost played like a Pac-12 schedule and they played them.
They go
phenomenally.
5-0 against the Pac-12.
No conference schedule.
You'd like to see them against a top like 20 team.
Yeah.
Power 5 team.
People are saying Lane Kiffin in the chat on the Oregon thing. I mean, I guess every single job that comes open, they're going to say Lane. They almost just gave him 7 at 4 years and like 30 or 32 million.
So. Yeah, I mean, it's a good job. You got the Nike money behind you.
I think that's obviously an upgrade from Ole Miss, but I don't think it's like a true Lane Kiffin, what he deserves.
I don't know. He wants to go live in Eugene,
to be honest,
Oregon.
I don't,
you know?
Exactly. At this point, I don't even know if it's like an upgrade. Like, I almost think that's like a lateral-ish move.
Because not being in the SEC, where all the money is in the SEC.
I mean, it's almost like kind of like a – like it's obviously not quite like a Lincoln Riley. Like, I would put Oregon obviously below USC, but it's kind of like a – like you just kind of getting out of the SEC – to maybe try to, like, go head-to-head with Lincoln Riley and try to, like,
it just seems like it would be another stepping stone towards LSU when you probably could have been offered an LSU.
Yeah, that's why when you look at it like that, I think you could even make an argument at this point that Ole Miss is, like, a little bit better.
The SEC just keeps getting more and more powerful as a thing, and that's where all the money
is.
And
then he's done a good job there. I mean, he's got a top-10 team there right now.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll.
Yeah, no, that people are mentioning him, but he's 7 years – I mean, he's 7 years old.
I know.
People forget Pete Carroll coached the fucking Patriots before Belichick.
And Jets, too.
He coached the Jets.
Coached the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, he's been
– been around.
I mean, the man's been around for a while. Do y'all have any particular – like, Ev, I know Ohio State. Do they even care about their people?
It's interesting because, like, I remember, like, a couple years ago, like, we played in it. We won it. And, like, it was a weird – I remember they played really well in the first day. It was against Washington. Ended up like pushing loss depending on what line you had.
Is that Dwayne Haskins?
Yeah, this is kind of a weird year because I think just the way like Michigan just being the last game, that's a tough way to go out. I think we have a lot of NFL talent that I'm very curious if they're gonna play or not. Like the Garrett Wilsons, the Chris Olaves, that's gonna be very interesting whether they play. I don't know. It's usually they're for like a big powerhouse team that has a lot of NFL talent like that could leave. They're usually very good about guys. Usually, like, the brotherhood's pretty strong. They usually stay and play. This year, just the way the season ended, I'm not quite sure. I don't know. It's a weird, like, that's going to be kind of wait and see till it comes
Utah's
out.
Utah's going to be pumped.
That's the one thing I'm afraid of. It's going to be their fucking Super Bowl. So I'm definitely will not be betting heavily on Ohio State, regardless of who plays, who doesn't play.
Stupid question. Has Utah ever been to a Rose Bowl?
I don't think so.
The closest they got was in 2004 with Alex Smith?
But that wasn't – they weren't in the Pac-12 then.
Yeah, they were Mountain
they
West.
They were Mountain West, and then they won a BCS ball.
That year when they were undefeated, they went and played, Pitt in a bowl game and absolutely crushed them. I think they could have, like, actually had a run at the national championship.
They were
on the spread offense thing.
Yeah,
Urban Meyer.
No, they were on it.
Yep.
And everybody – and I wonder, like
– They could have legitimately won it if the playoffs existed and they had a chance.
Does Alex Smith, like, hopefully just do something really nice for Urban Meyer every Christmas because he got to be the number one pick just being in that offense?
Hey, he was in the NFL.
No, he was.
Did a decent job for, you know.
Yeah, he's a guy where I think – I don't know. I don't think you use the word bust with Alex Smith. I don't think you use, like a future Pro Bowler, like, brought multiple different teams to the playoffs.
He wasn't Jamarcus Russell. He was not Jamarcus Russell.
He wasn't a number one overall pick.
But he was
I think a bust would be, like, a disservice to how good of a career
he had. I
don't want to
call him a bust, but number one overall.
It's just tough when Rodgers was in that draft.
Who should have been? Okay.
Rodgers was in the draft. Yes.
Okay. Was that the Larry Fitzgerald draft, too?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, 04.
Yeah.
Rodgers was 24th.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, tough.
No, I remember that Utah. I do wish that Utah team could have played in the playoff though, because the scheme was so far ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Urban Meyer, and then their coordinators were Dan Mullen and Kyle Whittingham.
And they proved themselves by using swamp.
What a coaching
rushing
staff!
Yeah. Pitt.
What job is Mullen gonna fucking take?
I don't know.
I feel like maybe a year off. I don't know.
Honestly, he should be the one. I know it's like crazy going from like Florida, like Mississippi State, just to Oregon. But I mean, recruiting wise. But I mean,
the problem is
he's got to be the best like college coach that's just like out there lingering right
he's
now.
He's unbelievable quarterback developer. I think he's a phenomenal coach. What he did at Mississippi State. I'm not a hater on anything he does, coaching and developing. He hates recruiting, and he doesn't. And that's
because think about Florida.
Yeah,
like
checked out on
think,
that. Thing.
Think about Florida. They had one bad year. He's out. They were fucking. They were. They lost to Alabama in the national in the SEC championship game last year by 5.
They lost 52.
They had one of the best offenses I'd ever seen.
There's nothing coming out about anything being a little, you know, spanky down there.
I don't think so.
I feel like Mullen, like his behavior. Yeah. I think his behavior, the way he acted, just
anything. Maybe getting pissed off.
No, trust me. He said a lot of shit after games that I thought he was pretty pussy for saying, like just like bitch excuse type shit, like losing games.
Well, I was saying like pissing people off or like scandalous ish or anything like that.
Not really. I mean, nothing more than people would just make jokes about like his wife like kissing all the players before the game, but not like real.
Yeah.
Like real stuff.
I think something had to be with the recruiting because Florida's they were like barely top 20 in recruiting every year. And
he literally was just like,
I don't recruit during the season. I don't know. Napier, it's going to be fascinating to follow. He poached. LSU fans are furious. They lost their DBs coach to Florida, Corey Raymond, who goes all the way back to when they got Patrick Peterson, and he was the one who built up that DBU.
He's going to be the DC?
He's the DBs coach and recruiting coordinator for Napier. But he's unbelievable.
So he stayed as a DB. Oh, okay.
Yeah. All no. Right. Kelly didn't retain him as DB's coach. They offered him like $500K, and Florida gave him like $900K. His name's Corey Raymond. But he's been LSU's known for
right.
all the DBs.
That's
kind of like Ohio State.
LSU fans are freaking pissed.
I thought it would be.
They're not.
I know Ohio State has like Larry Johnson, our defensive line coach. He's like that. Like we'd be up in arms if that. Like he's.
Yeah.
You look at the lineage of Ohio State defensive lineman that he's recruited himself. He's built.
Right. I thought like, that meant he parlayed that into a DC job. That's all.
Yeah, it's tough.
I think when you're like the position coach, Larry Johnson, he could have taken a million jobs and he has.
Got it.
It's like a tough thing when you're like awesome at that, but it's like a different skill set to be a coordinator.
Got it.
You know.
Got it.
Like there's a lot of that's like a thing in college football where you like get too good to be a position coach or recruiting coordinator. Yeah. But that's like your best thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just thought it was fascinating. All right, looking ahead at some basketball tonight, Texas Seton Hall looked like the best game I thought.
Yeah, premier program in New Jersey.
TJ, by the way, Purdue Rutgers tonight. How are we feeling?
There's no Brandon show tonight, so I might make an appearance. I might have to try and bring the magic again. But hey.
Plus 12.5.
Storm the court.
Purdue is pretty good. Yeah.
Think they'll maybe like just take away the shot clock? You guys could just hold the ball out, have a shot?
Play four corners on them?
If we lose, I have an excuse ready already. It's Illinois' fault. They gave us the flu last week. So.
All right. Fair enough.
These motherfuckers.
Like it's a 1942 Indiana State Championship.
Yeah, I'll be in the building tonight, Seton Hall. I'm excited to kind of
– Where's that game?
It's Prudential Center.
Oh, so it's in East Rutherford?
Yeah. No.
Newark.
Newark, yeah.
Okay.
Where the Nets used to play.
Yeah, so –
Kind of a bitch to get to, be honest with you.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Kind of easy. No, it's pretty easy.
NJ Transit goes right to it, and you walk a block.
Kind of a bitch.
Yeah. All right.
15-minute Uber from Hoboken.
Texas, I know a lot of hype this year.
Yeah, so Texas is a forgot about it team. Like, has anyone watched Texas since the Gonzaga beating?
Talent.
I know. Now maybe they've put it together. I'm interested to see. I want to see Texas. I'm happy I get to see him in person.
I love Seton Hall tonight. Love Seton Hall tonight. I'll also be in attendance, but
you're going too?
Yeah, but no, but that's Damn, that's I'm nothing going. To do with I it. I genuinely love Seton Hall tonight. I think they win. I just think it's what we were talking about. Like they just brought a bunch of ball dominant players, and I think that takes more than early December to kind of get past. Like they're a team that if they put it together, they have national title put like talent on that roster. It's almost like they brought like the best player from like 7 different teams. Just grabbing like Marcus Carr from Minnesota, Trey Mitchell from UMass. All these guys are just putting them together on one team. It's very early in the year. Obviously, Chris Beard's a new coach, but a really fucking good coach. I just think right now is not when they figure it out. It's like maybe middle, end of January. But
they're going to come on strong in Big 12.
I love Seton Hall tonight. Tonight, I like Seton Hall.
This is really the Texas's first game since that Gonzaga game where they got their doors blown off. So it's kind of a prove it spot for Texas. I agree. I mean, Ev always is willing to take the uncomfortable spots. So I took it
both ways, a +2 and a pick and like money line. It's already down to a pick 'em. The line's moving towards Seton Hall. Also, I just think of like this is like a weird thing to talk about gambling wise, but I just even think of like the Texas Longhorns playing a game at Newark, New Jersey.
Right.
It just don't sound like – it just sounds like a weird – just a weird spot for them to go. Just a weird game.
In December when it's cold.
Just a weird – like the whole thing is just not like – it's not set up for them to play well tonight.
For the record, me and Ev are 1-0 Seton Hall, well, I should say Seton Hall is 1-0 in games that me and Ev have attended.
That's true.
For Seton Hall.
Is it just y'all going? Go?
No, so Marty's out. I had a hookup. I'm taking Jake and Dukes.
Okay.
So, yeah, mostly Bench Mob.
Honestly, there's a bunch of Jersey games I like tonight.
That's a risk just taking Dukes anywhere.
Yeah, especially like we're hooked up. We got a yeah. night, we got a meal thing. We got yeah. So
I get big fast times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah, I love.
So, I mean, is that reference probably passed? Yeah, we're all older.
No, I know it.
Spicoli. Yeah, Spicoli. Yeah, I get Spicoli. Yeah, Spicoli.
I get Spicoli vibes.
First round pick in the teen movie draft.
Yeah, I mean, great.
It was
still
you won that.
It was still a first round pick.
Yeah.
You won that. You won.
Yeah,
that.
I won. You won. I was that. Very. I got the best 1-2 in the. I had Scherzer and DeGrom. From there, I you know people kind of nitpicking what I had. Project X bangs. Euro trip's funny.
Euro trip is funny.
That was a great late round pick. Yeah. I watched it actually.
Yeah.
Also tonight, Duzz and Aaron battle for the crown. The Yak taking on the Hawk. We're taking on the Yak. I get to go after Stephen Shea, which is always a lot of fun. But fun matchup. Enjoyed watching last night too. Really, really funny one with the chicklets.
Jeff D'Lo is answering questions about how the game is played 45 minutes into the broadcast.
I feel like every time Dave's on there, Dave like protests something with Jeff.
He was right.
He actually won his protest.
No, he was right. Jeff asked a question about who the first person.
Well, they did have to leave in jail or something.
Yeah, but they came out of jail. They left jail twice.
They came out of jail twice, right. So he's
no,
right.
So the protest was like.
I mean, Dave's the only person that can do that and get away.
Well, Jeff admitted it was written wrong. But Biz, every round, is going, do we go first or second?
I know Biz is hilarious on that. Like, when they're just, like, talking through answers, and he just throws out, like, R.A. just, like, has the answer, and he's just like, all right, what do we think about this?
Whitney, they talked Whitney out of answer. It was a very, very funny.
R.A. not knowing a Christmas story question in our game hurts.
That's probably the most overrated movie of all time.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Isn't that the one where the dude licks the light pole? Yeah. I just remember the
R.A.
Light
not knowing every line of that movie when like 70s and 80s movies are your niche categories.
Right.
It's like, R.A., man, need you here. Need you here, pal. Love you. I need you.
Also, how fast Clem knew Briars was so fucking
funny.
Oh, it was
so funny. No,
literally,
it was
the lead
it was
pops
Eddie.
Up.
It was Eddie.
No, it was Clem.
Clem. Oh, okay.
Literally, the lead, he just goes, Briars.
And Whitney's like, this fucking savant.
So funny. So funny.
That was hilarious. All right, let's get to our picks for tonight. Once again, don't forget about the Viva La Troop promotion. You get $100 match to the Fisher House if you sign up and deposit $100 for the first time in the Barstool Sportsbook in the States. We're live. Ev, you're in the clubhouse once again.
He won the year. He won the month.
Not yet.
Smitty,
congratulations.
I've seen I'm thinking about pulling a Smitty, and on New Year's Eve, the playoffs, I'm going to do like 130 to one.
That's what's
going to
happen.
130
that's,
to one.
That's what's going to happen.
The get mitts even parlay on the last day of the year.
As you should.
Yeah.
And Mitzi just all of a sudden, he's just the gambler of the year.
Mm-hmm. Savant.
Like 70 games below 500.
Hey, man, put $10 on it. You make a good, nice little New Year's Eve New Year's Eve run.
All right, so the plays, I already said I got Seton Hall plus two and Seton Hall money line. It's down to a pick'em. Can't stress how much I love Seton Hall. Iowa State plus +5. This is a game where I usually would always be on the opposite side of this. It's a little almost ratty reverse. Iowa State's ranked. Iowa's not ranked. They are favored by 5. I just think Iowa State's actually a good team. They were not projected to be a good team when the year started. I think their defense is strong. I like them staying within the number 5.
They got a very good coach.
So. Also on the pick center parlay, I also like Arizona State, Grand Canyon over 131. I'm on the Vikings.
Bryce Drew still coach Grand Canyon?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Vikings may be up for a potential change, but right now I'm on the Vikings. And I'm also going to add St. John's -8. I love St. John's. I think they roll versus Monmouth.
Can I talk you in or out of Arizona State a little bit? Have you seen some of their box scores? Scoring 10 points in the first half, 18 points in the first half. Arizona
Yikes.
State?
They'll be all right.
I got you.
But
131 is not that high.
But they weirdly still play like a decent pace.
Okay.
That's kind of what I was like. Super fast, but I just think the number's a little low.
Struggling to score. That's all.
I do. I guess.
I'm 0-1. So I'm done.
I got three quick. I'm on the Steelers. I'm on Purdue. And I'm on Grand Canyon. Sorry, TJ.
Okay. Yeah. I am on Minnesota by 3. The Sixers plus 3.5 at home against the Jazz. I got the Spurs by 1.5. I'm actually – so one quick switch. I'm going to ride Stephen Shea's FF pod parlay because he's been hot lately. It's Cousins over – Cousins, Jefferson, Conklin, over and the Vikings over 23.5 points at like 7-1. So I'm going to add that. I'm actually going to yank Osborne off and do the FF Pod parlay instead. And I missed it Sunday. All I had to do was say add it Sunday night and I'd be in first this month.
But. Yeah, I'm doing a Mincy Get Your Mind Right minimal card. I have the Dallas Stars money line and two tennis picks I think I already lost. So.
the pick central parlay for tonight, it's Vikings by 3.5, Sixers. The Vikings by 3.5 is me. Sixers plus 3.5 at home against the Jazz is Mush. And Iowa State plus 5.5. That was you, Rico?
No, it's me.
That's me.
Yeah,
we hit 2 out of 3. I think it's been going 3 days. This is day 4. 2 out of 3 on 2 days, 1 out of 3.
We'll get there. We're going to go on a little run with that. I'm calling it.
Plus six, without a doubt. I mean, whatever it hits, we'll hit like 2 out of 4, like 2 out of 3.
Well, the thing is, the boost being plus, I mean, that the boost help plus 570 to plus 660 is a big. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be on it tonight. So y'all are going to Texas Seton Hall.
Yeah.
Anything? We got Rough and Rowdy Friday night. Make sure you buy it. Jersey Jerry versus Nadu.
Press conferences or the weigh-ins and all that face-offs tonight.
Okay.
I believe Troops is hosting, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Should be electric. He is not hosting, Zaha's telling me. Never mind.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Still going to be electric.
just put the Brit in West Virginia, backwoods West Virginia.
I thought it was a phenomenal combo.
I think it's a great, great thing.
That's freaking hilarious. Zaha, TJ, do you have any picks today?
No, not today, unfortunately. There's some Europa League games that I haven't looked at. There's one Champions League game, Atlanta-Villarreal, that was meant to be played yesterday that they're playing today because it was snowed out. But, yeah, no picks.
Okay. Wow. Okay. TJ, you said you're going tonight, though?
I'm considering it. I have the night open now, but the game is sold out, so I might have to.
I feel like they need you in the riot. They need you in the riot squad, man. It's a big. They need you. They're playing number one team in the country.
If he goes Rutgers plus 13, might be on my
exactly.
Card.
TJ can find a way in.
Yeah,
there's nobody keeping that man out of the
Rutgers game. I mean, come on. Gotta have TJ there. But other than that, fun show, guys. Always enjoy chopping
up. Good job,
Mincy. Walker going to be back tomorrow.
Fuck him.
Yeah. I took a couple days off. Hope he's feeling better.
Oh, yeah. No, he's not doing anything, obviously.
He's doing a lot of AEW.
No, he's not here. No, Brandon Walker's not here, he's not working.
He's hanging out.
Yeah, he's hanging out. He's just doing his own. He's taking a vacation.
He's probably watching wrestling on TV in his basement. Well,
he never says anything about
just
us.
Just mall walking. He's just straight up Christmas shopping.
That's the point, man.
Yeah. Stay tuned. The Yak is up next. Thanks to Zaha, TJ, Smitty, Rico. Love our crew. We'll see you guys tomorrow on Pixie.